Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We have Thursday Night Football. We'll give you all the bets to make in Chargers and Vikings coming up in this segment. At 7:20, we go to basketball. The NFL or the NBA is officially back. And until the World Series starts, I will have to be betting on some basketball. So we will run down the best bets of the night in the association, including maybe a play in the finals rematch between the Thunder and Pacers squaring off tonight. All coming up next here on the Daily Tip. All right, Jank, so the big news here in Nashville, and this was a huge hot button issue for local sports talk radio, is the fact that the University of Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello is going to manage the San Francisco Giants. And so this has been a rumor for like the last 2 weeks, and it has been like a lot of fodder for like talk on the radio, and some people kind of theorize it. He's not actually going to go there. Like, he's doing this to, like, maybe get a better contract with Tennessee, because if you don't follow college baseball, Tony Vitello has been, like, the face of the franchise for Tennessee, leading them to a College World Series. He is a very fiery and passionate coach, because I keep wanting to say manager, but in the college ranks, it's coach.
Oh,
and so it was wild to some people that somebody who was so invested in a program was willing to jump ship. And it was wild to me, because when you think about this on the surface, you say, okay, coaching kids in college baseball feels very different to me than managing major league baseball players.
Yeah.
Because, like, think about how different, like, the salaries are, the ages are. So I feel like Tony Vitello kind of has his work cut out for him, but we'll see. This is not something that we see very often. Like, we were just saying this. There's not many, like, other coaches who have done this. I think back in the 80s, Dick Houser went from Florida State to, like, the Yankees or somebody. But, like, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And I think Tony Vitello is actually the first head coach of a college team that goes directly to a manager spot in the big leagues. Because I think Dick Houser maybe spent some time in the minors. How do you think this is going to work out for Tony V?
I think it's going to be interesting. It's an interesting experiment is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that is different, clearly, between college and the pros is recruiting. Like, Tony Vitello has been a great recruiter. And obviously, you can recruit to a point like, hey, if you're a free agent, here's the sell. But it's not like you're just bringing in guys. These are professionals. So it's different. And you can overcome a lot of warts if you're a coach or a manager just by out-talenting people. We see that with the Dodgers, right, all the time, where, you know, there might be a mistake that Dave Roberts makes, but it doesn't matter because he has more talent than anyone else on his roster. So I'm not saying that Vitello doesn't know what he's doing. He certainly does. But I'm saying, because of that transition, how is he going to fare when he doesn't have an inherent talent advantage? And also, your message that resonates with college kids will be different than the resonation you may get with a pro athlete, right? Because talking to grown men is different than talking to college kids. So can you adjust the message in a way that still has the same impact? there's no questioning his credentials, but it is a risk because there's just so many differences between the two games, at least at the levels.
Well, and especially because of his personality type.
Yeah.
Because, like, Jenks, I don't know if you follow, like, Tennessee baseball, but, like, I think people outside of the state of Tennessee kind of hate Tennessee baseball. Like, they're extremely loud, extremely cocky. Like, they're always arguing with the umpires. So it's one of those things where I feel like that personality almost plays better with, like, younger guys. Because, like, think about, like, 18 to 22-year-old, like, men. I feel like they kind of want to be riled up, and they kind of like that, like, macho energy.
Right.
But, like, think about if you're managing guys who are making, like, $200 million. And, like, I'm not sure what the exact numbers on the salary is. Tony Vitello is not going to be making that type of money. So it just feels like he used to be, like, the big man on campus, and now it feels like he's going to have to take a step back to where he is not going to be the biggest personality in the clubhouse.
I think that's a really good point. Because the biggest personalities are going to be the players, right? And that's another transition.
Right.
And also, there's ego involved. You know, if you're one of those guys who is a macho, you know, sort of alpha type, and you like being the big dog, well, guess what? The big dogs in the major leagues is not you. Like, when you think of Major League Baseball players, it's the guys on the field. So can you make that adjustment as well? I always find it fascinating when, you know, skippers, managers, coaches, whatever, like, how do you make sure your message gets across to a grown-ass man, particularly when things are going awry, when things aren't going well? Like, if you're recruiting a bunch of guys and you're always winning, the message always works because winning cures everything. But when things go bad, can you make sure you get across your message to a clubhouse full of professionals? It's going to be different, and he'll have to make that transition. So he knows the game. But can he be as successful with so many changes? I don't know. That's why we don't see this a lot. So it's definitely a roll of dice.
I think the biggest difference between, like, college and pros, like, other than, like, schematically, is you're managing personalities. Like, I remember very early on, like, when I was starting in this career, I read a bunch of books by, like, you know, all the best coaches. And I think it was Six Rings or whatever it was by Phil Jackson. And Phil Jackson talked about this because, like, think about the NBA. Like, the NBA is, like, the starkest example of this, to where it's not just about basketball. You are managing personalities and how they play together. So I'm not saying that the San Francisco Giants are going to resemble, you know, the 90s Lakers or the 2000s Lakers. But, like, I think that that is the difference in the pros and in college. But I will say, if there's one man who has done it pretty well, it is Jim Harbaugh. He has done it in the college ranks. He's done it in the college ranks, and now he's doing it with the Chargers. But I'll say this. The Chargers look to be one of the darlings of the NFL coming into the season, but they've kind of fallen off as of late. Like, I wanted to believe in the Chargers, but their defense has been a little shoddy over the last few weeks. But they are favored tonight in Thursday night football. Vikings, Chargers. Chargers at home in this one. 3.5-point favorites. Total of 44.5. So, Jenks, when you first saw this game, what did you get from your initial read?
Well, my initial read is that I kind of, first of all, I'm not crazy about this game. I need to throw that out there. But I kind of like the Vikings, but then I have to trust Carson Wentz. I think that was my first thought, was, hey, I like the Vikings. Oh, yeah, it's Carson Wentz. But
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
But also, I think the key in this game is going to be the Chargers' defense, or lack thereof. Like, this looked like a complete team early on. The Chargers were really good. And then they suffered injuries. The Joe Alt injury was massive after losing Rashawn Slater. But also, I think Joe Alt's going to play tonight. That's going to be a boon for that Chargers offense. He's going to try and go. It looks like he will. So that's huge for them. But the defense has started to fall apart. Over the past 3 weeks, they've given up at least 27 points in each and every game. Now they have one of the worst rushing defenses in the National Football League. So I feel like if you're the Vikings, you don't want the football in the hands of Carson Wentz. But it doesn't matter because they can hand it off to Jordan Mason and have success on the ground because the Chargers have not played well defensively over the past month or so. And I think if you're getting the hook here, that's the key. Someone be on the Vikings.
I think the bottom line for me is that if there's ever a spot for Carson Wentz to succeed, this is it. Like you mentioned, the Chargers' defense has not been great, giving up at least 27 points in each of their last three games. And one of those games was to the Dolphins. So it's not like they've been playing a murderer's row of great offenses. Like, okay, you gave up 38 to the Colts. We'll let that one slide. But it's just, it's a Chargers team that has had some major injuries. Like you said, though, I will say the good news is this. Joe Alt might be returning. Trey Pipkins might be returning. So that should help the passing game. So some of this depends on how much you believe in Justin Herbert and if he can will this team to a win. Because the defense is not going to be great. The run blocking for the Chargers has not been great in the recent stretch as well. And that's why you're seeing really high props when it comes to Justin Herbert and his passing numbers. Like, Jenks, we play a lot of passing props, or we at least look at them each and every week. 273 is really high. And so is 268 for Carson Wentz. So that's looking at this total of 44.5, and I'm saying, okay, do we just not believe in these teams in the red zone? Because I think both these teams will have a good chance to score some points.
I think so, too. So I don't know how I feel about a total here, but maybe I lean to the over. The Vikings had issues in the red zone last week, but also they were taking on the Eagles. So they're not going to have nearly as many problems, I think, with the Chargers. So when you're looking at passing totals that high for these two guys, Herbert I get because the Chargers have all sorts of injuries in the backfield, right? Their top two running backs are out. So the onus might be on Herbert to try and win this game for LA. But when you see Carson Wentz's number that high, then you think, what kind of game is this going to be? And he can, look, he's not terrible. So I need to reframe this, right? He's a very good backup quarterback. As far as backups go, you could do worse than a guy who started, you know, for the Eagles early in his career and then kind of fell off a little bit. You could do worse, absolutely. But I do think when you see a total this high, when you're looking at his passing yardage prop, it makes me think, this is not exactly how I think this game is going to go, or not what I initially thought, and maybe we'll be surprised tonight and we see a lot of points.
I just think, like, a lot of betting is like reading. Like, you can kind of tell what the odds makers think the game plan is going to be. So I think the odds makers saying, okay, Justin Herbert is going to have to take this team on his shoulders. So for me, I say maybe I don't want to play a side or a total. Maybe we will go to props, because if you think Justin Herbert's going to sling it, you look to the receivers maybe, because, you know, the number on Justin Herbert is still pretty high, like 273.5. Like, that's a big number. Maybe we go to some of the top receivers. And I love a good target share king and the guys that get all of the targets. Keenan Allen had 14 targets last week and 119 yards receiving on 11 catches. Ladd McConkey had 15 targets and 67 yards. I think what was missing last week for Ladd McConkey is that normally he hauls in like one long reception that kind of boosts his numbers. But I think if you want to play either of those receivers, I think those are good plays. Ladd McConkey, 56.5. I need to look up what Keenan Allen's is. Let's see. Receiving yards, 48.5. These seem really low.
I know.
Keenan Allen's averaging 62 yards per game. I feel like I got to go with Keenan Allen here.
I think it's... Do you worry a little bit that it's a little too low, where it's almost a trap? Like, it seems obvious, doesn't it? Like, he's going to crush this? I will say, though, if he's going to look for anyone, Justin Herbert, it's going to be Keenan Allen. And also, isn't it remarkable how Keenan Allen left and was okay, but then he comes back to L.A. and he plays for the Chargers, and all of a sudden he's Keenan Allen again? Like, for some reason, he just fits within that organization, has that great chemistry with Justin Herbert. I don't mind the number. It just kind of scares me that it's abnormally low.
I just don't understand where the disconnect is, where right. Justin Herbert's passing yard is 273. So you're like, okay, mm-hmm. who are those yards going to? So I think, you know, you look at the targets, because that is the best projector of, like, who's going to get the most opportunity. And Justin Herbert's somebody who relies heavily on those two guys. Like, again, Keenan Allen, 14 targets last game.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey, 15 targets. And Gadsden had 9. And then Quentin Johnson had 6. So, like, there's a pretty big drop-off. So it doesn't seem to me like Justin Herbert is somebody who's going to, like, pass the ball around. Like, yeah. when you are somebody who needs to win games, and I'm not saying that the Chargers are desperate. Like, they're 4-3. But still, it's the NFL. This is a primetime game at home, and one that you have a good shot of winning. This is when you rely on the top dogs. Like, you're not relying on Trey Harris or, you know, Will Disley. I think if it's me, I'm relying on the guys that brought you there. And that is, you know, Ladd McConkey and Keenan Allen. Would not shock me if Ladd McConkey has a big game, but I do think both those guys are definitely worth a look.
Yeah. And also, when you have, I think when you look at a game like this, especially in primetime, you focus on the bigger names, right? And so right. I understand that the guys who aren't necessarily in the spotlight, sometimes you can find value on them because public bettors, casual bettors aren't rushing to the market to bet these lesser names. At the same time, though, the risk you run is that they're not going to be as consistent with their production because they aren't the stars. So that's kind of the trade-off there.
Yeah, and speaking of stars, I think Justin Jefferson's probably worth it. And I know people are like, what a square plane, Chelsea. But listen, when you have these backup quarterbacks come on, like, they know their job. Like, yep. they're trying to get it to their number one as well. And Justin Jefferson has had quite a stretch. 79, 123, 126, 75, and 81 yards in his last 5 games. His receiving prop is 80.5 tonight. He's somebody who can go well over that. And if we think both these quarterbacks are piling up the passing yards, I'm betting on Justin Jefferson too. All right, coming up next, time to talk about this league, man. The NBA continues tonight. What we're betting on, it's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.